continuing from the first part because my alarm went off on my phone and cut off the voice. So when you, all of us decided in management that management is really just common sense. That is all. It's just basic logic. Taking the example of risk management as I started to begin in the previous recording before it got cut off by the alarm clock. Of course we need to train people in risk management because otherwise we're going forward without any forecast, without any ability to see the possible variables that can come into play to hurt or benefit the business. So of course we need to train people or at least have experts in risk management because that's going to lead to the ability to see new opportunities, see new issues, be able to strategize for those opportunities, for those issues, and then of course will help to save the company because we won't get into this bad situation because of negative variables, or we won't miss positive variables where we could take more opportunities for something. So when you drill down to the foundation, you see that everything, no exaggeration, everything is simple. It may not be easy, but every solution is simple. When you get down to the foundation, if the solution seems complicated, you're not at the root level. You're not at the foundation. You need to drill down more. And when you have the ability to do that, then you're able to do business consulting in your own business so you can maximize your entity. Or you can consult to other businesses, or you can consult to people for relationships, or do inner work for yourself, do self-discovery, self-improvement, whatever you want to call it. You can do whatever you need to if you're a gardener, or a beekeeper, or an academic, or a student, or a virologist, or a volcanologist, or hydrologist, or you work at McDonald's, or you work at Starbucks, or you work at Tata Consultancy, or Tesla, whatever, it doesn't matter. The solutions are all very simple if you drill down to the bottom level. And when you can start to see things in this way, you immediately begin to elevate yourself far from the status quo, far from all of most humans who ever live, and that's not an exaggeration. Also, when you see things on the simplest level, the most foundation, or the lowest level possible, which is the foundation, nothing superficial, you see that these changes are pretty simple to do, and they're immediately applicable in real-world situations. So you can walk away and say, okay, from today onward, I'm going to work this way because it affects this, 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 and this, and I've seen all the variables, all the angles, all the aspects of how it relates and is interconnected to this department, or this process, or this team, and I can further strategize and work using that knowledge because I can do something, whatever it is, if it's improving data entry processes or billing processes or marketing strategy, whatever, it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter who you are. Then I can do things in tandem. I can do more than one thing at one time on the simple level. And it's going to bleed into many aspects, all aspects of whatever it's interconnected with. So if you're losing money, if you're not sure of your skills, if you're not sure of yourself, if you're unable to train in something or unable to understand something or unable to see issues or opportunities, then the foundation vision, holistic vision as I call it, the ability to see the foundations will be the best tool that you can ever use. And this is exactly the tool that was used by the greatest thinkers across all human history. They were people who were able to see the foundation of something, whether it was their one discipline, if they only knew one thing, if they were only experts in one field, or if it was 10 different disciplines, if they were experts in 10 fields, such as polymaths, you know, like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo and other people who were experts in different fields. Not dilettantes, but experts. They were able to see the foundation of one or more fields, and they were able to come up with something, a solution, an algorithm, a maxim, whatever, that could be used in psychology, in physics, in mathematics, all these different things, in astronomy. I have to remember those two. And they were able to completely create step change, substantial change, game-changing algorithms, a paradigm shift in multiple arenas. And they were able to do it on a simple level. So that falls in line with another thing that was spoken by Arthur Schopenhauer, or Schopenhauer, I have to remember his name. He says, all truths go through three phases. Number one, they are ridiculed. Number two, they are sternly opposed. And number three, they're considered as self-evident. When you go down to the foundation level, like the greatest thinkers did, like the ability of holistic vision to see the foundation, then you're able to come across solutions that are extremely simple, and pretty much anyone who's relatively educated even just will say, oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. Of course management is just common sense. Of course management is just logic. It's just that most people can't see and think that way. That's the more difficult part, getting people to do that. So going forward with this kind of mindset, with this kind of change in your algorithm, in your life, in your business, you're going to notice things that are not noticed by most people. You're going to see connections that most people say, oh, that's ridiculous, they're not even connected. You're able to see beyond those words, beyond that type of mindset that's stifled, that's limited, that's blindsided or blinded. And you'll be able to make the connections down to the simple solutions in your life. If you want to get a raise, if you want to consult on your business, if you want to consult within your business to make your business better, whatever it is you want to do. If you want to just be a better parent, it doesn't matter your goal, and it doesn't matter where you're coming from, and it doesn't matter who you are. These are universal concepts. That's why the work that I do, I train different people, different entities across countries, industries, and even languages, because these universal concepts, they're just that, they're universal. So I train universities, doctors, police, engineers, salespeople, gymnasts, athletes, creatives, artists, many different entities, and it doesn't matter. Now, the reason I say that is to help you who are listening to this, whatever you're wanting to do now, or if that changes 10 years from now, 20 years from now, as long as you have the foundation ability to see the foundations, this holistic vision, it doesn't matter what you're in now or what you want to do in the future. It is immediately practical and applicable in whatever you decide to do. So this skill becomes a part of your core, and it follows you. Whatever you want to do, you're going to ridiculously excel in it. And other people will say, how the hell did you do this? How'd you come up with this? You're not even from our industry. You don't even know our subject. You just got into this subject as a student last week, or you just got this job last week. You've never been in this industry. How did you know this? Well, it's because you have this ability to see the foundations, see the simplicity of highly complex things, and draw plans to overcome those highly complex things, and to train others simply in those highly complex things and the solutions to those highly complex things.